Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so ridiculously excited right now to introduce you to Tamika Snodgrass. She is the woman that you, have you heard of the saying, you can't have your cake and eat it too? Have you heard of that saying? My mom used to say that saying to me when I was growing up, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That used to just really irk me, because it's like, what good is it in having the cake and not being able to eat it? So my guest today, she's all about it. She's all about it. She's all about having her cake and eating it too. She's been living it, she's been eating it, and she's been showing how it's done. She's been helping people all over the place. She's been featured in the CEO Weekly, New York Weekly, and Women Winning Magazine. She also has she's a regular guest on a variety of international shows and podcasts, and was chosen to speak at the world-renowned Leadership Experience Tour June 2021 edition. Tamika's mission is to help every phenomenal woman, hello, to spark joy and happiness in her personal and professional life. Tamika is the reigning queen of joy and happiness for executive and entrepreneurial women leaders. As a happily married wife for more than 25 years, a mom, a business leader. This is about having it all, having your cake and eating it too. Business leader and entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience in relationship management, sales, coaching, and mentoring, Tamika is no stranger to having her cake and eating it too. Welcome to the show, Tamika.
Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
My gosh, you know, so like I said, having your cake and eating it too, I'd completely connected that, and that's why I opened the show with that. So, have you ever had a dark night of the soul?
Who hasn't? Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've had a dark night. And so you've had that dark night, and you know what that's like. And so do you have a particular dark night message, story that comes to mind that just right away that you want to share with us when you did this? This is what happened.
I do. And I share this one all the time. I'm going to share the short version with you, but I'm a survivor. This is what I share. I'm a survivor of having I was attacked at gunpoint, actually. And I had a fatal car accident on the exact same night. That's the darkest night I've ever had in my entire life. It happened many years ago, but that sent me on a journey of self-discovery to find my why, to find my purpose. And so what did I do? I had to go through a period of grieving, a period of healing, a period of forgiveness. And you know how it is, Cornelia. At first, my story was, why me? Why did this happen to me? This is so horrible, so dark. I went through that, right? Every day I buried my face under the covers and I didn't think I ever wanted to get up again. But it got better. And it got better because I used a framework that I still use today that I teach my clients. I didn't know it was a framework at the time, right? But really, it was what I now call my four positive keys. And it is the power of positive prayer. So I really had to lay that burden down and give it to God and be strong in my faith. It's the power of positive thinking. I had to think different. I had to reframe my perspective and stop saying, why did this happen to me? But God, what do you want me to learn from this experience? And how can I use it to help other people, to inspire, to motivate? Also, the power of positive self-talk. I had to change the language, the conversation that I was having with myself. I'm not a horrible person, but bad things happen to good people all the time, don't they? Right? Yeah. And then the last one is the power of positive action. Because after you pray about it and you think about it and you talk to yourself about it, you actually have to do something about it. I had to get myself up. I had to dust myself off and I had to learn how to move forward. And I had to find that purpose. What can I do with this story? How can I use it to help other people who have a dark night of the soul to walk through that and to find their way to the other side?
Wow, I can't even imagine gunpoint. So mm-hmm. What came to mind when you said that was near-death experience.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. That's what I felt like. I felt like when you said that, you know, at gunpoint, what was the other thing? That really stood out. But what was the other thing? You had gunpoint, and what was the other one?
Well, I was robbed at gunpoint, and then I got in the car to escape the situation after it was over, and I had a terrible car accident, and my cousin, who's my best friend, was actually killed in the car accident. I was in a coma for 3 days, and that's where you're getting that near-death experience from.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And you lost your cousin?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that is like a complete... That's so huge. There's so many things. It's like, oh my God, how do you get up from that? How do you get up from that, right?
Right. And so that's why I spend the rest of my life helping people to spark joy and happiness. Because you know what? If I can do it, I know that I'm here for a reason. And there's no way you can survive something like that and not find joy and happiness. I'm here for a reason. I don't always know the reason why things happen the way they do, but I'm going to find the joy and happiness in everything that I can. And I even found joy and happiness after that situation because I can bring encouragement and inspiration to other people during their darkest moments too.
Yeah, I think that's where you can really help people a lot, which is why sharing your story is so important and mm-hmm. having the systems in place to help other people then, you Absolutely. Know, also get out of their dark night. You know, the fact that, you know, you're a happy wife and you've been in a marriage for such a long time, that in itself is a miracle.
Yes.
I'm saying,
I tell my husband that all the time.
That in itself is, how do you do that? You know, it's like, my gosh, you got books in you. And you've been told that before. People want to know, how do you do that? You know, again, relationship, knowing how to be in relationship, but it also begins first with the self, right? Being in mm-hmm. good relationship with yourself, being in good relationship with God, with spirit, with source, whatever your piece is. So it's like, I totally resonated when you said that you didn't want to get out of bed. Like, how do you go on? How do you move on? How do you pull the covers back and not stay a victim mm-hmm. of your circumstance?
Exactly. I decided that I wanted to be victorious over that situation, right? So it doesn't mean you don't go through that dark moment. You do. And that dark moment can last for a period of time, but you have to find your way through it and out of it.
Yeah. And, you know, when you did your praying, when you prayed your way through it, I'm sure there was also a time when you were, I don't know, I would be mad at God. Mm-hmm. I would be, you know, upset at God. Like, why this? Why me? Mm-hmm. How could you let this? How could this be so? Right. And all the mm-hmm. things. And
absolutely.
Right. To really, you know, have that anger come out and let it be a driving fuel, releasing that, right?
I did. I was angry with myself. I was angry at the situation. I did question my faith for a period of time too. Why did this happen? And I went through a period of, you know what? Nothing good is ever going to happen to me because I don't deserve it. I don't mm-hmm. deserve to live. I don't deserve to be here. I mean, my cousin's name is Yolanda. Yolanda's gone. She doesn't get to get married or go to college or have a family. I don't deserve any of that either. So you're absolutely right. I became very angry and just, you know, my grieving process was lengthy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think this is very healthy to question one's faith.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a very healthy thing to do, is to question it and like be completely surrendered. Like, I don't know if I believe this is true. I don't know what my faith is. I don't even know what it means, you know, and to really question it, because that's how we get closer to God. That's really,
I agree.
Right?
That's I agree.
That's how it happens. So, my gosh, you're how long ago has this been, Tamika, since you
lost? It's been many years. It's been almost 30 years ago.
Okay.
But that was the journey. That's when I discovered, okay, there's more for me. There's more that I'm supposed to be doing. This happened for a reason, and I need to figure this out.
Right. And that's when you became very driven and motivated to build your business and your empire, which you're now, you know, helping the phenomenal woman, you know, expand and grow their business. And
absolutely.
Right. That's what you're doing. How do people find you? Let's get the handles. Let's get the handles.
All right. So you can find me on my website at TamikaSnodgrass.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn with a name like Tamika Snodgrass. I'm easy to find. I think I'm the only one. And you can also find me on Facebook, Tamika Snodgrass, or Confident Heart Coach is my business page there. So either of those methods, you can reach out to me that way. And if anyone out there is feeling dark and needs help, please reach out. I'd be more than happy to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And also, you know, like I was talking to you when we first met, is that I definitely want to talk to you about our community and other collaborations. There's a lot of people in our KS Media group that would love to have you on their podcast. There's, you know, because your message needs to be heard. Like I said, at gunpoint and, you know, being in a coma and near death and all the loss that you experienced, and how did you get out of that to be where you are today? Are a miracle. You are a miracle. And so we're so grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and blessing us with your beautiful essence and energy, and keep shining that beautiful light. And cheers to having our cake and eating it too. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back, everyone. I just want to say, in the way that the state of the world is today, the stress is high, the anxiety is high, the cortisol is high, the immune system is low. My next guest, she specializes in helping you raise your immune system, lower your stress, relax in your physical body. Hannah O'Brien is a certified stress and anxiety coach, expert, as well as a mental health advocate and inspirational speaker. She helps people learn new and fun ways of overcoming their anxiety and stress. hi, this is so important. Hannah's passion is helping people with their mental health and sharing the story of her own journey. So, you know, you became the expert, you had a dark night, you were probably full of stress. What happened?
Absolutely. I started out just, I think, from a really young age, struggling with anxiety. And as I got older, it progressed through middle school and high school and college even. And even my early 20s, when I started to become on my own and doing my own things, those levels of stress and anxiety really rose. And I had to find ways to overcome it. And I found that just traditional therapy and traditional medication just wasn't working for me. And so I was looking for other options. I was looking for coping skills and thought reframing techniques. And I had asked a couple of people, a couple of therapists and psychiatrists, if they knew any. And therapist was like, well, I really only work with trauma. I don't know too many more breathing exercises than I've given you. I can't really help. And maybe you can see the psychiatrist. And so we went to go see the psychiatrist. And psychiatrist was like, well, I really only work with medication. I don't really have any coping skills for you. And so I was like, who do I go to for the coping skills? And they were like, we don't really have somebody for you. And so I thought, well, I'm on my own then. I got to figure this out for me. And so I spent hours and hours of research, and I did I journaled all out everything, every coping skill that I did, whether it was working and how well it was working and what it was doing for me, if it was helping, if it was not. And I just kind of did this journey of self-discovery and found all of these different techniques and skills and thought reframing abilities that I use daily now that help me and help my clients, but that really, really helped get me out of it. And so I thought to myself, well, this really worked for me and this really helped for me. And so I joined a couple of Facebook groups that I was in when I was really anxious, and I noticed that other people needed help. So I was finding myself spending hours and hours texting other people and being like, have you tried this? And have you done this? And has this helped you before? And I found that so many people needed help and so many people didn't know about all of the amazing free resources that are available to them. And I thought, how can I shine a light on this? How can I turn this around? How can I use this to help other people? And I thought, well, I'll be a coach. I'll get certified and I'll do this for a living, and I'll help people with their stress and anxiety go from a place of just, you know, kind of panic to and needing help to a place of hope and just ready to move forward in their lives, feeling that they have the necessary tools and skills to do so. And so that's kind of what I am. I'm there to help remind them that they're in the driver's seat, that they're in control, and to just give them all the tools that they need so that they can be successful with their mental health for the rest of their life, hopefully.
Wow, that's so huge. I love, and even everything, how you laid it all out. It's like very, very clear. You know, it's the journey of where you were and then, you know, how you got yourself to the place. So can I ask how many years ago this was when you were asking for the help from the system, you know, the breathing, when you were doing that? Can I ask?
Absolutely. It was about, I think, two different points in my life when I think I went through that. And the first time I wasn't as motivated. I think that was about 5 years ago. And then the most recent time was about 2 years ago. And I just thought, well, at that point, I was like, I'm on my own. I'm going to have to figure this out by myself because nobody's more interested in getting this solved than me. And so I was like, I'm going to take advantage of that and make sure that I find what's going to help me, because just found that that traditional therapy medication just wasn't working in the way that I had hoped. And I just needed that additional help.
Yeah. And you became your own healer. You became your own advocate. You became, because you did the research and you were like, you journaled everything out, which is so brilliant. And especially nowadays, I mean, I think you hit a gold mine with what it is that you're doing, because like I said, when I opened the show, when I read your bio, what I saw that, you know, with the stress level of, you know, our physical body, the immune system immediately comes down when we're high in stress. Absolutely. A lot of things go wrong. We're in a rush. We're in a hurry. We're aging. We're aging. We're running around. We're aging ourselves, right? We're aging ourselves. You can't really be intuitive when you're in stress. So there's so many things that are happening to your body when you're in stress, which is why I think that the number one thing for people to do is to de-stress and relax. And from when, if they make that a priority in their lives, then more opportunities will present themselves for greater abundance, greater relationships. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. I think shifting your mindset, even just a little bit, can help. And that's something that I've been working on really recently with my clients, is just how to cultivate a positive mindset and how to stay in it and how to kind of take the social scripts away from yourself that you have to be this overly toxically positive person all the time to be in a positive mindset, or that you have to be posting quotes all the time, or just anything that we kind of subscribe to it. And so we've been discussing what that means and how it's different for everybody, how a positive mindset for me is a little bit based on my personality. I like to combat negative thoughts and negative feelings with humor. I love to laugh at them or think they're funny, or come at it with a joke, or be like, wow, really? Okay. And then I'll just kind of laugh it off. And that's just kind of my personality, but that's kind of how I help myself stay positive and be like, oh, that's kind of ridiculous. Or, oh, that's just my anxiety. Or I'm just a little bit stressed out, I can laugh that off and move on. But I think staying in a positive mindset and just being willing to be a lifelong learner and just being willing to keep practicing being in that positive mindset is so important. And something that we've been discussing really recently is that in order for your brain to make a new neural pathway and for that positive mindset to become automatic, it takes about 65 to 70 days of practicing it and just trying, just giving it your best. And although your best may look different on different days, and that's totally okay, just trying and giving it your best when you can will definitely help you stay in that positive mindset. And it becomes more automatic. The less you have to think about it and the less you have to try, and the more it just comes to you.
I love that. I love that you're using humor to do that. Can you just give us an example of like, okay, like what is the thought? What is the negative thought? Like what would the negative thought be and how you do it? Could you give us an example of it?
Absolutely. So I think one of my worst negative thoughts that I used to have when I was going through a lot of health anxiety is I would think to myself, I can't do this. And that thought would feel so overwhelming and so scary. And the thought of me not being able to do this, I'm like, oh gosh. And you know, and so I would just hear that thought in my head and would be like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And so I would first notice that I'm telling myself that story, notice that I'm having that thought that I'm telling myself I can't do this. And that's very much me. And it's very much an anxiety thought I'm having, but it's happening. So I'd be like, okay, I want to change that because it's not true. And so I would, the way that I first looked at that thought when I heard, I can't do this, I thought, girl, I can't do this. I'm like, what other option do you have? You're here. There is no other option. This is the game we have to play. I can't do this. I was like, Miss Girl, I was like, you have to do this. I was like, you're here. You have to. So what we can do to make that more comfortable is, I don't want to do this, but I can make myself more comfortable. Or I don't want to do this right now, and that's okay. Here's how I'm going to make myself feel a little bit better for the time being. So acknowledging that feeling that it's okay, we don't have to shove that feeling down. That feeling's valid. That feeling's there. It's okay for it to be there, but that's not our whole reality. That's not the whole picture altogether. We have more things that we can do. I have other options to make myself more comfortable and to feel more at home and to release that anxiety and to relieve it a little bit more. So although I feel like I can't do this, and I would say that, okay, I feel like I can't do this, but I know that I can and I will. And so I started replacing that in my own brain. I feel like I can't do this, but I know that I can and I will. And I would start rocking a little bit. Sometimes I'd lay my fist down after I said it. Sometimes I'd say it out loud or say it to myself in the mirror. But it really just helped me get through those hard times and those moments, because whether you tell yourself you can or you can't, you're always right. My mom used to say that to me when I was little, and I live by that.
I love that. You know, what it reminds me of is that you are literally intercepting, you know, the thought patterns, and you're course correcting in the moment when it happens. So that means that you're pretty conscious. You're pretty aware of the thoughts that you're having. You're not asleep to it. You're like, oh, I feel this thought, and my body is going to respond to these thoughts. I need to shift that. And you're course correcting in the moment, which is really, really powerful to be able to do that for yourself. And now you're doing it for other people as well, helping them strategize their shifting, their course correction, their mindset, and so that their bodies can reduce the stress and move through these various obstacles that we place upon ourselves, right? Because it starts within. So how do people find out more about you and learn more about you? Do you have like a free discovery session? What do you do on social media and the whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to find me is to go to my website. My website is Hannah, HANNAH-O'Brien, OBRIEN.com. And when you click that, all my information's on there. I have all my podcast appearances, all my social media links. I have three different ways to contact me on there, as well as reviews, testimonials, and really anything else that you'd need. And so all of my other links are on there as well. But what I do have for free that I recommend to anybody who's interested in either working with me or who's interested in just free resources is I have an incredible Facebook group. And in this Facebook group, I do live free Q&As with myself and my life coach I have a life coaching partner that I work with. And so he answers any questions that I can't that are about stress and anxiety that might be about life. And we sit and we go live every week for live Q&As in that group. We also answer any questions that people have about stress and anxiety completely for free. We do giveaways in the group as well. I also pop in and do live masterclasses on specific stress and anxiety topics as well. So please join us in that group. You can find it on Facebook. It pops on my website, pops right up when you come onto my website. It says, join my free Facebook group. You can just click on that and it'll take you right to the link.
Gosh, that sounds fabulous. That sounds fabulous. Wonderful, all the work you're doing. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I feel so inspired by what you're doing. And I know that we're going to have a further conversation about the gas thing I was talking about. We'll do that, right? And then you can tell your Facebook community about that too. We'll all do that together. And also, I want to talk to you about my beautiful community of the KS Media Group that features the world's best leading influencers in our beloved app. So we'll definitely be in touch. Share this video on social media. Everybody, stay tuned now for the Rosita Perez Show coming up next at 12:30. And then at 1 o'clock, the Diane McClay. So thank you so much, Hannah. It's wonderful to meet you. We'll see you all next time. Take good care, everyone.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.